Okay, so I want to be very clear about this. I've looked through the King James Version, you know, using concordances and that kind of thing. There is no reference to that word at all in there. There's no...
It wasn't in the Message translation, was it?
No, it wasn't in the Message translation.
Because if it wasn't in there, then there's no way it was going to be in the KJV.
Yeah, no, there is no reference to it whatsoever. So, you know, we just got to keep in mind that with as believers, we're not supposed to have lips like the world. You know, Ephesians 5:4, nor should there be obscenity, foolish talk, or coarse joking, which are out of place, but rather thanksgiving. Because, you know, people need to be able to tell us apart by our speech. So if we're like cussing and coarse joking and everything around, just like the world, then what is really setting us apart from the world?
Let me tell you, Andrew, like, in all, like, full transparency, that was something I really was convicted about. Not the swearing. I never really had a problem with swearing, but, like, you know, coarse joking. Like, you're hanging with people, and you're, like, those quick one-liners.
Yeah.
Like, I had to work on it to just, like, stop myself, you know?
Because it really is easy to, like, you know, snap something out because it sounds
like
funny.
Like a joke or something like that. Yeah.
But then when you actually stop and think about it, you're like, oh, that was not actually a good thing to say.
It's like, what am I doing? What am I putting out there? You know?
Yeah. And, you know, we don't want to be responsible for someone else who might be struggling to fall in their walk with Christ because of something that we might say to them. You know,
that's true.
Even if it's supposed to be a joke or whatever.
That's true.
It doesn't matter. You know, we're supposed to be taming our tongues. And so if we're not having a handle on our tongues, it's something we all need to work on.
I probably shouldn't be drawing it out as long as I am. But I remember there was this one time and I was with a friend who was not a Christian. And I said the F word. Mm. Right. And I was a lot younger, too. And I remember, I'll never forget this. He stopped. He looked at me. He's like, all my friends at school swear. And then he looked. He's like, you too now?
Yeah.
And like, it just hit me. I was like instantly convicted. Like, of course, I'm not perfect, but like from that point on, I was like, no, like this is not a road I want to go down. I was just like, it's so true. Like people really do listen and pay attention, you know?
It's true. I mean, like I think of back to even when I was younger and, you know, people, they recognize. So non-Christians actually recognize what kind of speech pattern is okay for a believer. Yeah. And so when they hear us say something that's out of line, like whether it's swearing
it's like
or
permission
a rude joke,
is granted almost.
Yeah. For them, it's like, wait a second. I thought you're supposed to be not saying that kind of stuff or doing that or whatever.
It's true.
And
I think the enemy also recognizes his speech too, you know?
Yeah,